New York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, indeed. Here we are. Welcome all to the big radio show on this, Tuesday, the 19th day of June, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. Now, as I was saying, as I just concluded, did we not start the program yesterday with kids at the border? Did we not start the program on Friday with kids at the border? So why don't we just call this the Kids at the Border show? And this story is getting bigger and bigger, and it's not going away. And what it's really becoming is everybody's digging in. Everybody's digging in, depending upon how you view this whole thing about the children at the border. And so there's also, I don't know about you, but I've learned quite a bit in the last couple of days about what the rules are about children at the border. And I knew about the Flores decision and Flores agreement, I should say. Not florist. No, we're not talking about flowers. Flores, you know, the name, surname, Flores agreement. But there's also a bunch of court cases, and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled on all of this. There's a whole bunch of stuff, and a lot of it was basically brought about because of the fact that they were trying to crack down on people that are trafficking children. And I would hope nobody's in favor of trafficking children, so the government and the courts and everybody involved in immigration has come to these agreements about what happens when you arrive at the border. I did not know this. I did not know all the choices that are out there, but there are lots of different choices about what happens. And it depends on how you show up at the border, which is the weirdest thing about if you are wanting to say, I am here because of the fact that I'm applying for asylum. Well, there are, I got to look it up again. I had it earlier. I don't know where the thing went, but there, it's like hundreds of places where you can go that are border entry, points of entry into the country. And you go to those places of border entry and you say, hey, I am here to apply for asylum. So under those rules, mama, papa, the kids, everybody stays together. And they put you someplace to go through a hearing and get a later court date to go through the whole process, which will take months, if not years. So this whole thing could be avoided, since there's so many people that are saying, I'm here for asylum, and 80% of the cases turn out to be, no, you're not. You're just saying that. There's nothing that you're in fear of back in your home country. So at least that's what the immigration people are saying. But I had no idea that if you showed up at one of these points of entry, and there are lots of them, then all you got to do is say that. And what happens is you get, there's 48, there it is, 48 legal ports of entry along the border with Mexico. They are official legal crossing points. A family unit can present proper non-immigrant visas and passports. In other words, I'm from El Salvador, I'm from Honduras, here's my passport from there. And it avoids any family separation. Okay? It says, yes, but while crossing at ports of entry avoids the ramification of the 100% prosecution strategy, they will still likely spend time in detention, and there will be reports of immigration officers turning asylum seekers away even before they reach ports of entry. So if you can make it to these ports, 48 ports of entry, I'm here to apply for asylum, the family stays together. The problem becomes when you don't arrive at a port of entry, you try and climb over a fence, go through a little river, whatever it might be. You sneak into the country. And if you get caught doing that, that is an illegal crossing. And that's because you did not come in at a legal port of entry. That is where the 100% zero tolerance policy is put into place. Within 48 hours of apprehension, the adults will be criminally charged with entering the U.S. illegally and referred to the Department of Justice. The children, therefore, are placed in the custody of the Department of Health and Human Services. So it depends upon how you get here, how this is all going to be done. Then you've got a 2015 federal court ruling which declared that no minors can be held in immigrant detention for more than 20 days, which has opened a legal door for Department of Homeland Security to keep detained parents separated from their children. It's actually made it worse. So now we've got, basically, we've got ourselves a stalemate. And this policy, by the way, is compliments of Stephen Miller. We had him on the show twice, I think it was, during the presidential campaign. He's a very strange guy. He's a very odd man. He's a very hard right guy on immigration. He is absolutely convinced, block those borders, stop those immigrants. He's the architect of this. So the problem is, this is where Stephen Miller, who has, for some reason, the president's ear. He was kind of one of Bannon's guys. And when Bannon was thrown out of the White House, Miller kind of threw him under the bus as well and said, yeah, well, I don't agree with him anymore. He was a Bannon guy. But now that Bannon's not there, he is the guy that came up with the first travel ban. It was poorly written, and it was a poorly executed implementation of a federal policy. And as a result, it got thrown out. So Stephen Miller comes up with these hardline policies, but he doesn't know how to write them well or implement them. And so this could have been handled a lot better, but instead it has blown up into a big political problem. So now you've got a number of people on the right that are coming out and are saying, we want this to stop. You cannot use these children as pawns. We don't care. Let's change the law. Ted Cruz has introduced an emergency bill to keep immigrant families together. Now, it should be noted that Ted Cruz is running for re-election. And the guy who he's running against in Texas is getting some traction on this whole immigration issue. So whether this is Ted Cruz's real thoughts or whether it's a political ploy, I don't know. So you've got people digging in. You've got Republicans and Democrats going, this is wrong. Absolutely shameful. You got all these first ladies that are writing letters saying, this is absolutely terrible. This is not what we should be doing. And then you've got others who are going, no, it's about time we had a crackdown, that are right there with Stephen Miller. They're hard right on immigration. We want our laws respected. And we don't want, because of all these court cases and agreements and all these problems in the past regarding immigration and going to court and getting all the way up to the Ninth Circuit, has created more problems than it has solved. And as a result, this is what we have, is this mess at the border. So what Ted Cruz wants to do is just simply pass a law in Congress that says if somebody comes in, not at a point of entry, those families are kept together, but if they come in across the fence, they're illegally entering the United States, that we shall detain them, but we shall detain them together. What do you think? More importantly, who's going to blink on this thing? Who is going to be the one that blinks? Who will win? Because it looks like whether it's President Trump or the guy who has his ear, Stephen Miller, going, stick with it, don't bend. Everybody's saying this is Jeff Sessions' 100% zero tolerance policy, but the policy was handed to Jeff Sessions from Stephen Miller. So this is a showdown. Now, I had a lady yesterday that called, and I thought she was a great caller. And she was talking about the fact that she had been over to France, and I think she has a place in France somewhere, and people over there are tired about the immigrants over in France and Europe. I want to get to that in just a second. But she said no. She says all this 66, 67%, there's a bunch of polls out today, and they all basically say the same. About two-thirds of the country says the way this is being perceived, that the children are being taken from their parents and put over in this detention center while the parents are being taken to some other place, is two-thirds say wrong. This is wrong. Now, the lady called yesterday and she said, I don't know. The polls, are these the same polls that said that Hillary was going to win? I don't know. She says, there's a lot of people that are saying, wait a minute. We have these laws. I don't want our country to be a dumping ground. I don't want it to be a place where we have tent cities for immigrants. I want to stop this illegal immigration. It's about time that we stop it. So I don't know how much you think that represents, but they're not showing up in the polls. But are these the quiet ones that are the same people that said nothing about the fact they were going to vote for Donald Trump in 2016? So who's going to win? Who is going to win in this showdown? The phone number here is 855-295-6600. Should the president hold firm or should he cave? 855-295-6600.
Unpredictable, unprecedented, undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
So we got the kids at the border again. I don't know how long this thing goes until something else happens. And then the news cycle will change and everybody will forget about this again. And one of the things that everybody has forgotten about regarding immigration was on Friday, remember the president did his news conference out in the driveway of the White House. And they asked him about, there were two bills in the Congress. And one of them was more of a hardline bill about immigration, written by Bob Goodlatte. The other one was a compromise, more of a moderate compromise that Paul Ryan seemed to push. So there were two bills. President said off the cuff he wasn't going to sign those bills, and everybody was like, oh, no, everybody thought they had him on board. So I talked about that on Friday, and after the show, the White House came out and said, oh, well, the president didn't understand the question. So, yes, he is for signing the moderate plan after all. Bob Goodlatte says, my plan doesn't have enough votes. So now that is apparently gaining traction in the House. The president's supposed to make a personal visit over at the Capitol building this afternoon sometime. And he said he will back this compromise. The president is now saying he will back either the Ryan bill, which is the compromise, or the Goodlatte bill, which doesn't have enough votes, and Bob Goodlatte said he's backed off on that. But this is the one that meets the four pillars that the president wanted. Getting away with the lottery, visa lottery, getting $1.8 million, DACA kids taken care of. It goes down the list of everything he has asked for. So I guess they're going to try to have a vote on that fairly soon. But it doesn't change what the rules are at the border about when a family comes across the border, what do you do with them? 855-295-6600. Clyde, Lake County, California. Hello, Clyde.
How are you?
Good, good. What's going on?
Is this Tom?
Yes. Is this Clyde?
Tom, I've been listening to you for years.
Thank you.
All I want to say is the 48 points of entry, I've taught my son, he just graduated, that the main thing in life that he's got to have is being truthful and honest and no lies. If people were more straightforward, they wouldn't have the issues that we've got going on. And I am 100% in favor of Trump's immigration scenarios.
Okay. You think he's going
to get taken care of?
Do you think that he is going to stand firm, or is he going to collapse under pressure? There's a lot of pressure. A lot of Republicans are turning on.
And it's sad that there is that pressure, because the people that are doing the pressure are actually doing tricks and magic trying to make him look even worse. But I think that I am praying that he doesn't buckle under, because we've got to get down to some basics.
Well,
that's what
both sides. Look at,
he doesn't.
Both sides are very, very, very strongly attached to their beliefs that they are right. So, I don't think somebody's lying here. I think they both believe what they're doing is the right thing.
Well, the one thing that I really see when I hear about pictures going on the website viral of a little kid in a cage crying and missing his parents, when that's not even the absolute truth. I think that I don't want to get into politics at this point, but I think that there's a certain side that is just absolutely lying through their teeth about what's happening with all these kids.
Well, they are being separated. There's no question. There's no question about it. That's a fact. They're taking the kids over one place, and the parents someplace else. But that's the problem. That is what is the image of that, the idea of that, the thought of that is repugnant to a lot of people in this country.
I'm a foster kid myself. At the age of 12, I turned my own family in. I was the oldest of 8 boys. So you tell me, my heart was torn out 100 times over.
Yeah.
So I understand that. But at the same time, these people have got to start realizing what our laws mean.
All right. Clyde, we'll leave it at that. Thank you.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Under current law, we have only 2 policy options to respond to this massive crisis. We can either release all illegal immigrant families and minors who show up at the border from Central America, or we can arrest the adults for the federal crime of illegal entry. Those are the only 2 options. Totally open borders or criminal prosecution for lawbreaking. And you want to be able to do that. We don't want people pouring into our country. We want them to come in through the process, through the legal system. And we want, ultimately, a merit-based system where people come in based on merit.
So that was the president talking earlier today, is at the National Federation of Independent Businesses. And he broke it down, you know, very simplistic. That's a little more simplistic than it obviously is. But release them all or arrest them. Those are the 2 choices. Effectively, what they have done is they have followed the rules that the federal government got into an agreement with the federal court, that says, you know, if you arrest the parents, you have to get these kids and you have to find a relative or place them with a agency, a licensed agency. You got to do something with them because the parents are going to be incarcerated. But what happened up until now was that we kept them together. And then we said to the parents and the kids that were all together, all right, here, come back for this immigration court hearing in 40 days, 90 days, 180 days, whatever it would be. And most of them don't come back. So effectively, that's what they learned was you just say this, you get held for a couple of days, and then you're on your way. Open border. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Jackie in Napa, California. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
So, a question for you, Tom.
Yeah.
When Chuck Schumer said that, Mr. President, you have a pen, I'll give you my pen, I'll give you anybody's pen, but you can sign this, you can fix this. Now, my question is, can the president do an executive order to fix this? Or
yes.
Does it have to actually go to Congress and
no.
get it fixed? Or
no,
can he do that?
He can do it. He doesn't even have to do an executive order. He can pick up the phone and call the Attorney General. He could call Department of Homeland Security. He could call ICE and just say, look, it changed your procedures. We're not going to do this breaking up the families anymore. He could do it with a phone call. Yes, he could. So he wants Congress to fix this, and that's why he's standing firm, saying, no, we are going to have it's a policy written by Stephen Miller. Jeff Sessions is the one who's been polled. Everybody's saying Jeff Sessions came up with it. But it really should be Congress needs to fix this. And this is where what Ted Cruz is introducing emergency legislation today, saying basically don't follow the rules that we agreed to in the Flores Agreement. Basically follow the rules of keep the families together even though they came into the country illegally. So Congress could fix it this afternoon, so could the president. Both of them could. Either one of them could. We're waiting to see who does. That's all. What do you want them to do?
What do I want them to do?
Yeah.
Well, you know, to me, it's like a no-brainer, and I think most of all America thinks the same way, unless you're so politically motivated to get your guy in there, or you're sad that your guy didn't get in there, then you don't. You don't have a realistic opinion about this, because you're so motivated by something that's wrong. You know, I have a cousin that is very involved. She's a high school teacher in Paso Robles, California, and very involved with the youth inside the school and outside the school. She's very involved with the Mexican community. In fact, her husband is from Mexico. His family still lives in Mexico. And she has worked down at the border for years dealing with this immigration problem. And she actually does see where there's a huge abuse that does go on down there with people bringing in kids that aren't even their kids and acting
right.
like they're the real family.
Right.
She sees that.
Right.
So this is something that's not even being addressed. It's just being addressed that,
listen,
you know,
listen to this for just a second. Listen to this for just a second. This is the ICE director, Thomas Homan, saying exactly what you're talking about. He was talking this morning and he said there's a big problem with people making false claims about being a family. Here he is.
You know what? We got to talk about that, because we have seen over a 300% increase on people claiming to be parents of children, and they're not. These children are being used by the criminal organizations as pawns and being rented to claim as family units so they don't get detained. So I haven't seen that legislation. We need to make sure that, number one, we protect these children being used by these criminal organizations as bait. I mean, there's a 300% increase on people claiming to be family units that aren't family units.
And that is why the courts said you've got to take these kids and separate them from the people and then find a family member or find an agency that will take them, because we just can't have these people that are coming in saying, yes, I'm their father, and they're not. So you don't know, are they child trafficking? Are they sex trafficking? Are they just using it because that's a way to get in? Because the word was, if you come in with a child, you will not be detained. And that was, I got a tweet from, somebody that said, Kaiser says, Obama separated families too. The left is just blowing this up because the Russia lie is not sticking. No, that was the problem, Kaiser. Obama did rarely, but basically you came in with a kid in the Obama years, you're free to go. I mean, they give you a court date, but nobody shows up for it. So that's what it is. There is a game being played with these children. There's no question about it. So the ICE director's right. First and foremost is protect the kids. But are they harming the kids more by protecting them? That's what people are asking. What do you think?
Right. Well, you know, unfortunately, we live in a world where some of that's going to go on. I mean, it's a fact.
Yep.
You have some real weird people out there that's going to take advantage of this situation. And, yeah, there's going to be some kids that's going to have the collateral damage go on. But overall, broadly, I think that it is being taken care of as best as it can in a humane way for these children. And as my cousin said, these kids that are being used and abused coming across, and when they are taken, they are actually treated better than when they were with these other people.
Sure.
So it's you know, part of that's going to happen, unfortunately, and that's with anything and everything on planet Earth. But overall, I think it is being handled in a very good way, and they are addressing this, and they are, you know, if we weren't to address this at all, then it would continue to be a problem on every level. So that's... instead of looking at this as, you know, I hate Trump, and I'm going to do what I can to expose this in the way that, you know, it's going to hurt him, let's look at some realities. Let's look at some things that's really happening and look at it in a positive way and address it and move forward. But that's not what's happening here.
No, and your point about the fact that a lot of it is, depending upon whether you like Trump or don't, is whether you're for this or not, unfortunately. But, Jackie, I've got to hit my break. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate the information. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Who's going to blink? A lot of pressure on the president to back down. We'll be right back. Some of you get pretty vicious. The problem is you've got to find somebody that cares.
Tom Sullivan.
So I get a tweet from Pete Velarde who says, where was all the outrage in 2014 when children were being separated under the Obama administration? Attaches an article with photos from those years. It looks pretty much like today. Same sort of operation where they got the kids and they got the, whatever you want to call them, the chain link fence that's got them separated, I guess, by age or something. I don't know what they separate. They got the aluminum foil sheets for blankets, all that sort of stuff. Pretty much the same. This is now, the difference now versus then is, one, it's Trump. Media hates Trump. They loved Obama, but more importantly, Obama did not have 100% policy, which is what the Trump administration is now enforcing. Obama did not really enforce it much. You came across with the child, they basically gave you a 72-hour detention, and then you were on your way. It was kind of an open border, if you will. So they're cracking down now. I don't know who's going to blink on this thing. 855-295-6600. Judge Andrew Napolitano, he's another one that says this is putting a lot of pressure on both sides of the debate.
I don't know where it goes next, because I don't know that you're going to get 60 votes in the Senate to agree on anything. The situation is becoming emotionally raw because of the status of these children at the border. I have condemned the incarceration of children. The statute doesn't permit this, but the government has decided to do it nevertheless.
Yeah. Statute doesn't, there's no law that says you do this. And he's right. It's become emotionally raw. But the judge says the government has an obligation to figure out what to do with these kids and do it quickly.
I think the administration is wrong, quite frankly. There's a federal statute that prohibits separating children from their parents for more than 72 hours. The administration has an obligation to get administrative law judges down there to find out, are these kids the offspring of the adults, or are they themselves pawns that the adults are using and just claiming to be offspring? The government has a manifest obligation to answer that question quickly.
Yeah, but the problem is you got thousands of them coming in. How do you figure out who is really the child of the immigrant and who is a pawn? 855-295-6600. Jeff in Palm Beach, Florida. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good.
Not realize that you're there?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right. They're trying, you know, every time they get into a situation where they're going to hold the feet to the fire of this inspector general and all this stuff that's going on in the FBI, which is the big important thing we should be paying attention to. We had a group of people that was trying to deviate our constitutional values here because they're going to sit here and change everything, and we're not going to allow this president to step into place even though he was voted in, and we're not going to do this and we're not going to do that, and we're going to do it illegally under the table and do all this stuff. And then they put this up there about the kids. Now, if I hear one more baby crying on the beginning of every newscast, it seems to be coming out lately. You know, that same baby, it must have been crying for about 6 months now, because, and then I hear.
I'm laughing. I'm sure there's people going, Tom, why are you laughing? These children are crying. No, you know what? Go to any daycare center. Go to any daycare center. And
just got my thing here.
Bring a microphone.
These parents took their kids across the desert with a gallon of water. They're getting better treatment now. When they're in that camp, they're getting three meals a day. They're getting help. They're getting taken care of, as opposed to what their parents did to them. Their parents put them through the desert and all that kind of stuff, and to haul them up here and to try to play this game with us.
I don't know. I don't know why.
2014.
I don't know why I remember. I remember my first day in kindergarten. I remember it clearly. And I remember as all the mothers dropped off their children for the first day of kindergarten, I remember this whole classroom that I was in, everybody was crying. It's normal.
Yeah.
Normal.
It'll tear your heartstrings. It'll make you feel really bad. But the thing about it was, in 2014, behind those fences that they're showing with 10,000 kids behind it now, they say there's 10,000 kids back there we're holding back.
Yeah.
There was 25. There was 25,000 kids. But did anybody say anything about those 25 kids?
That was the peak.
All that we're doing?
Yep. That was the
Did anybody do anything about it back then? No. I know. We can't live in the past.
Well,
I understand
but here's
that,
what
but
they here's what
you.
They did. They released them quickly and sent everybody off into the country with their parents. So it was basically a free card to get into the country. This is what you do. You bring a kid with you. That worked.
You know, and the whole thing about it was this is going to turn. You just go to Germany, go to France, and look at all those people that came over there from the places they weren't supposed, you know, all those refugees over there. And look what's going on in their countries now, the turmoil that's going on in that. Look, you know, I got the sympathy for all the kids in the world. I wish I could feed them all. I wish I could take care of them all. I wish I could do whatever I could do to help children out. But the whole problem is you can't.
Right.
And that's
by the way, speaking,
American people got to stand up in this whole game. I mean, you know, the most important thing we need to talk about is the FBI doing what they did to our president.
I agree. I don't know. I was so disappointed on the IG report. We got another two coming, but I'm not holding my breath on any of that stuff. I think it's they're going to make sure that they don't spill the beans on what the corruption at the top of the FBI, what it was like. So how do you clean up a corrupt police department? You fire the top echelon and bring in outsiders. So hopefully that's what happens. But anyway, Hey, Jeff, thank you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I don't mean to laugh about the children crying. It's just, I think it's a lot of daycare centers, when the moms leave their kids off, dads, whatever, the kids cry. There's a lot of that at that age. It's not that abnormal. I do remember my kindergarten class. I remember looking around. I was a five-year-old kid. Why are all these kids crying? Goes on every year. Ask any kindergarten teacher. Speaking of overseas, in Europe, they are having a backlash big time. And Angela Merkel, she still has a lot of support, but boy, the pressure's on her about, she brought in 1 million immigrants. Italy's going, we don't want any more, because they were the closest for a lot of these ships coming from North Africa and so forth. So they're trying to send them someplace else. But the president tweeted out the other day about the fact that crime is in Germany is up 10% since migrants were accepted. Well, I'll tell you, you go on to Google and look, you're going to have a hard time getting past all the articles saying Trump was wrong, Trump was wrong, Trump was wrong. I had to go to the German Interior Ministry to get their crime stats. And thank goodness for Google's Translate. But it takes a little bit of work. But if you go there, yes, crime in Germany is at the lowest it's been since 1992. Well, that's the macro view of crime is down. However, if you go to the German Interior Ministry, you can see that the proportion of crimes committed by foreigners has gone up in the last 5 years. In other words, exactly what the president said, since migrants were accepted. So foreigner crime is up in Germany. Overall, crime in Germany is down. But remember how statistics work. You can make them say whatever you want. We'll be right back.